Welcome to another segment of Reclaiming History with Livonia Mallory.
Our guest tonight, Scott Richmond, serves as the director for ADL's largest regional office covering New York and New Jersey. He oversees fundraising, program initiatives, and leadership development designed to fight anti-Semitism and combat hate in all its forms. He is an experienced advocate dedicated to developing community partnerships and initiatives that provide justice, equity, and fair treatment for all. Mr. Richmond was a practicing attorney and investment banker. He received his undergraduate degree in finance from the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School, and he earned his law degree from Brooklyn Law School. Scott subsequently completed an executive certificate program at Columbia University's Business School in nonprofit management. He is married and has two grown children and lives in the New York area. Thank you so much, Scott, for joining us on another segment of Reclaiming History. Are you there?
I'm here, and it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
So tell my listeners a little bit about the ADL. What is it?
Sure. So ADL ADL stands for Anti-Defamation League. It was founded in 1913, so not a new organization, 107 years old, going on 108. The organization was founded really with a two-part mission. The first part was to prevent the defamation of the Jewish people, to stop the defamation of the Jewish people, which basically means to combat anti-Semitism. But the second part was to ensure justice and fair treatment to all. That part really equally is important, and it's about fighting hate in all of its forms. It's not just about fighting anti-Semitism, but it's also about fighting racism, anti-Muslim efforts, anti-LGBTQ, inclusion, fighting for democracy, really fighting for justice.
And how long have you been with the ADL?
I've been with ADL since September. Very interesting time to join this organization.
Exactly.
Which is really very, very much in the spotlight. But I've been an advocate for these types of causes for many years. And it was really a great honor for me to be asked to take on this important role.
Well, with the attack on the Capitol and all of the white supremacists who were there at the Capitol interspersed with the other folks that were there, it was a hodgepodge of neo-Nazis and folks who may not even consider themselves to be affiliated with any group. I always think of the big guy everyone was talking about, the QAnon shaman, which is strange that he would co-opt a Native American terminology, but I'll leave that. So he was walking around with his horns on his head with this like fur hat with horns sticking out of it. Everybody knows him, with red, white stars, American sort of flag on his face. But the thing that was very interesting is that he had three white supremacist tattoos on his body. He had a hammer of Norse, of the Norse god. He had three triangles tattooed around his nipple. And then he had a third tattoo. All of the tattoos are paying homage to the mythical gods of the North that are part of the white supremacist mythology slash religion. And so I started thinking, someone needs to talk about who these folks are and shine a light on their infiltration into what was going on at the Capitol and has been going on for several years. We can go back to Charlottesville. So for my listeners, tell them, what is white supremacy?
So there's really a lot to unpack in what you've said. And just by way of introduction, you know, I say ADL fights anti-Semitism and fights against hate, but there's a lot more to that and how we do that. And one of the ways that we do this is through our Center on Extremism. Center on Extremism is not something that was founded in response to sort of a rise in extremist activity over the past few years. It's not in response to the Capitol riots. It's existed for many decades. ADL believes strongly that the way to stop extremists is to expose them to the light of day. And, you know, that goes back to ADL's fight against the Ku Klux Klan. So certainly nothing new. In terms of the white supremacists, white supremacy, they don't all necessarily believe the same thing, but some of them believe that whites should have dominance over people of other backgrounds. Some of them believe that whites should be separated from people who are not white. Some of them believe that whites should have their own culture and that that culture is superior to other cultures. And some of them believe that whites are genetically superior. What they pretty much all believe, though, is that somehow the white race is in danger of extinction, that there's a rising tide, a rising flood, as they might say, of non-whites who, by the way, they say are controlled and manipulated by Jews, and that what they need to do is save the white race. So that's white supremacists. You know, I do want to mention, though, that not everybody who, not all extremists, certainly, and definitely not everybody who was at the Capitol were white supremacists.
Agreed.
So, you know, there are different movements here. And there's also sort of this far-right extremism that focuses on being anti-government. And that includes the militia movement or the sovereign citizen movement. All white supremacists are part of the far right, but not all people on the far right are white supremacists. Now, I will say just one other thing, which is that our Center on Extremism has been following extremists, as I say, for decades, but certainly followed the activity, especially on social media, related to the election, related to what happened after the election, and related to the calls for action around this date of January 6th for many days before. So this was not a surprise to us that this happened. And this is certainly something that we lifted up. And this is certainly something that we passed along to law enforcement and that we continue to pass intelligence along to law enforcement. We have identified many of the perpetrators because our Center on Extremism follows extremists. And we've identified many of them and brought that to the attention of law enforcement.
So you said something that's very interesting, and it didn't pass me at all. And I don't want my listeners to believe in any way that I'm saying that everyone that was at the Capitol was a white supremacist. But as you said, there is this far right extremism, and the white supremacists sort of have similar connections, and they've either infiltrated the far right or they are connected to the far right. And so how is the far right and white supremacy, how are they intertwined or connected to one another?
Well, they're a large component of the far right with multiple white supremacist movements, I would say. They range from the neo-Nazis to the alt-right, who are different, but they're all certainly part of that far right. I will also add that our Center on Extremism, you know, you said before these various symbols that were the tattoos that this person had. If you go to ADL's website, adl.org, you'll find a lot of information about our work and about Center on Extremism. But one thing you're going to find is a hate symbols database. This is very important. You know, you could have a swastika or another symbol. We saw lots of symbols used, including a noose, unfortunately. Those are obvious symbols. Everybody right. knows what that stands for. It's hurtful. It's painful.
Yes.
For all people of goodwill, I would say. But there are many symbols that people don't know about. And they don't realize what these symbols mean. And our hate symbols database tries to expose that. So when I talk about exposing extremism to the light of day, that's a piece of it. And if people are aware and knowledgeable, then these people can't hide behind their hate symbols.
Can you give me one example of a hate symbol that someone might, you know, have on their hand as a tattoo or their neck that the average person may not know is a hate symbol and it's just out there in the open?
So one example might be various symbols related to Hitler and Hitler's birthday. A lot of numerical symbols.
Oh,
that,
okay.
Of course, would mean absolutely nothing to any of us, but they refer to all kinds of things. So 100% is shorthand for 100% white. among white supremacists.
That concludes this segment of Reclaiming History. Tune in again when we will have part two of our discussion with Scott Richmond of the ADL. Visit our website to find out more about the ADL and the work that they're doing to fight racism.